here on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. It's still a 3.5 game lead over the Cubs, who won earlier. Time to recap it with some highlights brought to you by Purveya Health. They're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before they begin any kind of treatment, they take the time to listen and to understand. Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. What a ball game today. You had a couple of pitchers in Corbin Burns and Kenta Maeda who are used to putting up a lot of zeros, but with temperatures reaching triple digits at American Family Field, the ball was flying, and you could tell immediately that it was going to be a hitter's kind of afternoon. Twins got an earned run despite an error in the first inning on a sac fly, and they had a 1-0 lead against Burns to hand to Maeda. But Kenta Maeda loaded the bases with two out in the bottom of the first, and coming off of a rare day off yesterday, Andre Monasterio made his return to the lineup, known with authority.
1-0 pitch, and this is lined into left, and it is going to drop in there for a base hit. Yelich is in, Contreras around third, he will score. Here comes the throw to second, and Monasterio is out, but the run at the plate will count. The Brewers have a 2-1 lead.
That was Andrew Monasterio coming through in the clutch there. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification before we resume the recap here on the Brewers.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
In the third inning, Corbin Burns gave up a 2-out, 2-run home run to Royce Lewis that made it 3-2 Minnesota, but the Brewers again came right back in the bottom of that very inning. This time it was William Contreras leading off. Wind up again, 3-2. Swung on, hit in the air, deep into center field. Back on it goes Taylor, back onto the track, at the wall, it is gone! William Contreras ties the game right back up. 3-3, a leadoff home run here in the bottom of the third inning for Contreras. But the Twins, they would score the next three runs. They would do it on a Michael A. Taylor 2-out, 2-run home run the next inning in the fourth. That made it 5-3. And then, after Kenta Maeda had settled in, Kyle Farmer hit the third home run off of Burns. It came in the sixth. The penultimate batter that Corbin faced made it 6-3 Minnesota. So there you go. Bottom six. Brewers were chasing runs against the bullpen now. It was Emilio Pagan to replace Maeda. And after he gave up a leadoff single to Carlos Santana, Willie Adames stepped to the plate.
And the 1-2 to Adames is a high fly ball deep center field. Michael A. Taylor back. Track. With his second home run of the series and his 21st of the year. A two-run shot in the Brewers within a run. It's 6-5 Minnesota.
That's where the game stood going into the bottom of the seventh inning. After a dominating inning from Abner Uribe in the top half, it was Tyrone Taylor against the left-hander Caleb Thielbar in the bottom. The 0-1 pitch. High drive, deep left, way back. This is on its way. This is way. Tyrone Taylor, 6-6, the score in the seventh inning. It left no doubt off the bat of Red Hot Taylor. Boy, has that bat come to life indeed, 6-6. And after some great work in relief from Yoel Piamps and Devin Williams for the Brewers, and then Griffin Jackson, Yoan Durand for the Twins, we went into the 10th inning, still tied at 6. Elvis Piguero came into pitch. He has been Mr. Extra Innings for the Brewers. Fourth time he pitched in an extra inning game, and it was the first time he allowed the inherited automatic runner to score. It was a two-out swinging bunt infield hit. You heard Craig Counsell just talk about it, how frustrating that is. You make a good pitch, but it was Ryan Jeffers, the catcher, getting a hit to drive home a runner from third with two out and make it 7-6 Twins in the bottom of the 10th inning. And Duran stayed out for a second inning of relief. The first man to face him, with Carlos Santana at second, it was Willie Adames yet again. Duran stretches and throws, swinging a ground ball back through the middle, straight into center field for a base hit. Around third comes Santana, and charging to field, Michael A. Taylor overran the ball. Tying run is home. Adames moves to second base. 7-7 game as Willie delivers. And then the error on Taylor moves the winning run to second with nobody out.
Third run batted into the day for Willie Adames, but Duran got the next two batters, Joey Weimer and Andrew Monasterio. So Adames was now at third base with two out. Quickly, Duran got ahead of Bryce Terang 0-2. He was throwing well over 100 miles an hour. Terang was doing his best just to stay alive. He finally worked the count 2-2, and here's how today's game came to its end. The 2-2 pitch. Chops softly towards third. This is a tough play. Charging Lewis. Jumps, throws on the run. It's not in time. Brewers win. Bryce Terang put the ball in play. He hit it softly to third, and he beats out a walk-off infield single. 8-7. Milwaukee completes the sweep in the 10th. And Terang, he didn't hit it hard, but just the fact that he hit it gave the Brewers a chance to get the win and now a 5-game winning streak. We'll wrap up our post-game show with a look down on the farm right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Brewers 8, Twins 7, final in 10 innings. Milwaukee is now 9-3 in extra inning games this season, and they are a season-high 13 games above the 500 mark. Good feelings here from American Family Field. We wrap up the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show with a look down on the farm, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You can stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs, like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawnmowers, and so much more, or shop online at farmandfleet.com. One game today in the Brewers farm system already final. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers up the road in Appleton had a 10-6 win over Quad Cities, and in that, Robert Moore, one of the Brewers' top young prospects, he hit his 8th home run of the season. Mike Bovee, this year's second round pick, drove in 2 runs, by the way, for the T-Rats in that victory. We remind you that we're back with you Friday after a day off tomorrow, well deserved for the crew. They'll try to make it 6 wins in a row and match their longest winning streak of the season as they welcome the San Diego Padres. On Deck Show built by Menards gets underway at 6:35. The first pitch is scheduled for 7:10. Padres, who are beating the Marlins today, as we told you, they have not yet announced their starting pitcher for Friday's opener here as they have to fly to the Midwest. They're up 4-0 over Miami. That game is now in the top half of the 8th. Brandon Woodruff, we do know, will get the ball for the crew. And that's always good news. Bob Uecker will be back for that one with Jeff Levering. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. For my partner Lane Grindle and our producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld. Stay cool, everybody. We hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday and a good off day for the crew on Thursday. Again, the final score in 10, exciting. and draining innings. It was the Brewers 8 and the Twins 7. From American Family Field, you've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball and 98Q is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel, and the Wolf's Den. Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights and in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents of Mercer, Kozak Enterprises, Tow and Recovery, Jack's Corner Bar, Double D's Pub and Pizza, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Heckman Auction, Village Pit Stop, by Harborview Pub and Eatery of Phillips, and by Warga Auto and Truck Center.
still standing for us. You make me wanna dream sometimes. You make me wanna scream sometimes. I'd never give you up. So Lord, you are not. This is me and you. So go and walk out that door. Hope you find what you're looking for. Just know only God could love you more than I do. I know. Take it to the limit sometimes. Our friends get caught up in it sometimes. But can you tell me who goes from good to good sometimes? To wish we never met sometimes. I'm not understanding. I'm still standing, we're still standing. So no, you are not alone. I am in this too. This is us, this is me and you. So go, I turn and walk out that door. Hope you find what you're looking for.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. Republican presidential candidates debate tonight at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. They include former Vice President Mike Pence, who commented at the recent Iowa State Fair.
Everyone that is standing for the Republican nomination, from my former running mate on down, ought to be on that stage, ought to be making their case, and we'll let the American people decide.
Pence's running mate, former President Donald Trump, won't participate. While Fox News Channel hosts Brett Baer and Martha McCallum are moderating the debate, Trump will be doing an interview with former Fox host Tucker Carlson. Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are assisting wildfire victims on the island of Maui. Jennifer Warren is a regional communications director for the American Red Cross of Wisconsin.
The American Red Cross of Wisconsin currently has 7 volunteers from the state that have deployed to Maui to help out.
Warren says the volunteers are working directly with those impacted by the disaster.
They work with our partners to provide meals, disaster health and mental health services, and spiritual care. They work in the shelters.
Volunteer deployments typically last 3 weeks. Child care in rural Wisconsin will be affected as the federal funding for Wisconsin's Child Care Counts program ends next year. Ruth Schmidt with the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association says family care operating out of homes has already been declining.
When we used to have close to 8,000 family child care programs operating, and now we're down, I think, close to 2,500 family child care programs. It's not a lot. That's going to be the impact. It's going to hit availability of care in rural areas really hard.
Governor Tony Evers on Tuesday again urged lawmakers to provide additional money for child care providers in a special session he's called for next month. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wisconsin Radio Network has been on the air for more than 25 years and now boasts more than 100 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Bill Scott's Titletown digs deep into Packer coverage throughout the season. Plus, we're at the Capitol every day. Wisconsin Radio Network has the resources, social media, and digital presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
A Chicago woman had her kids in the car when she was arrested for a suspected OWI.
The State Patrol says the woman was caught driving over 90 miles per hour in a 45 zone near Racine Monday night. When troopers pulled the woman over, they found four kids in the car and alleged that the woman smelled heavily of alcohol and failed a sobriety test. She now faces charges of excessive speed, first-time OWI, and reckless driving. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a slain police officer's canine will have new duties. Canine officer Grizz previously worked with Chetek police officer Emily Breidenbach, who was killed in the line of duty during an April traffic stop. Grizz was recently sworn in as a therapy dog in Wautoma. His new partner is school resource officer Leif Hendrickson.
Grizz wears a patch on there that has her badge number and then Grizz's badge number when he was assigned to her. So we're going to carry that with us wherever we go and whatever we do in honor of Emily.
Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Margaret L. Swanson, 86, of New Baden, Illinois, passed away at her home on August 18th. Margaret is survived by her children, Paul Swanson of O'Fallon and Carolyn Friss of New Baden, by four grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, survived also by her sister, Beryl Green of Swindon, England, and by her sister-in-law, and also survived by her beloved cat, Daisy. Visitation, the family will receive friends from 9:30 to 10:50 a.m. Friday, August 25th, at the Faith Lutheran Church located in O'Fallon, Illinois. Funeral at 11 a.m. on Friday, August 25th, at the church with Reverend Wayland Middendorf officiating. The Wolfesberger Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. This has been the funeral notice for Margaret L. Swanson, age 86. Shirley M. Haskins, 72, of Prentice, passed away on Friday, August 18th at the Aspirus Wausau Hospital Palliative Care. She is survived by her siblings, Sandra Henthorne and Randy Haskins, also survived by her nieces and by her family members and friends. A private family burial will be held at a later date. Heindel Nimskern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Shirley M. Haskins, 72, Prentice. Randy Wagner, 65, of Ogama, passed away peacefully at his home on Sunday, August 12th, surrounded by his family. He is survived by his loving wife, Linda, by his stepchildren, Bobby Miller and Jerry Delp, survived also by his brother Kerry, by his step-grandchildren, by his nieces, by his nephews, great-nephews, and great-nieces, along with many other family and friends. Funeral services have already taken place. The Heindel Nimskern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Randy Wagner, 65, Ogama.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5
A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Labor Day weekend, you can find all the fun at the Glidden Area Community Fair starting Saturday, September 2nd at 9 a.m. with a fun day of softball, fair exhibits, a historical museum, noon to 6 p.m. It's the corn roast, kitty rides, and raffles, along with great concessions. All your favorite beverages, quarter bingo, and at 3 p.m. join in on the frozen t-shirt contest for all ages. At noon, take in the horse pull, and at 4:30 p.m., it's big money bingo. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair at Marion Park in beautiful Glidden, Wisconsin.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
98Q Country, Jack FM, and the Tavern League of Price County are unwavering in our advocacy for promoting drink responsibly this summer while you're out at area festivals, parties, fairs, and Tavern League member activities. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder from this business.
Find all your convenience needs and more at Chuxtonville Station in Prentice, Wisconsin. Family owned and operated for over a decade, Chuck and Susie got gas, along with ice, soda, snacks, and fresh-made sandwiches served Monday through Friday. Plus, they make pizzas to feed your hungry family. Fishermen, get your premium ethanol-free gas and stock up on live bait and fishing tackle, all inside Chuxtonville Station, located at the crossroads of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin. And don't forget to stop in and get a little sass from Chuck, the good-looking fat guy.
RSV, a virus that causes infections of the lungs and lower respiratory tract, spreads easily and quickly among infants and children. In fact, RSV is the leading cause of hospitalization in infants. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Believe it or not, RSV is so widespread, almost all children are infected by H2. But now, there are more ways to help protect families from serious illnesses and diseases like RSV. Talk to your doctor about preventative options today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-434-3366. That's 1-800-434-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-434-3366. That's 1-800-434-3366.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A heat advisory continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 62. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 79 tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 56. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Upper 70s Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 62 tonight. We should top off around 79 tomorrow. Lows level off around 56 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 81.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight in my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. To myself, if it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that movie chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion. The single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
Morgan Wallen, here's You Proof.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to give my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing jack. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. Vacation's gone.
out our community calendar at 98qcountry.com.
Award ceremony is happening tonight. They're going to air it on September 18th, so a little under a month away, but a mixed bag of people that we can expect to see, performers and presenters, everyone from Travis Denning to Brett Young, Dennis Quaid, Haley Witters, and Nelly, the whole show hosted by Carly Pierce.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware, if you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet, accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Keep your nose.
Bailey Zimmerman, all coming up in the next 20 minutes.
It's 2-for-1. You choose happy hour, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Close Wednesdays.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount. To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you